Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Mamdani has just announced tens of millions of dollars in penalties, the biggest penalties ever, against two of the city's worst landlords.
The mayor calls this a landmark win in a fight against bad landlords. He says this one was a long time coming.
After 2 years of litigation, HPD has secured $31 million in penalties, the largest civil penalty won in HPD history.
Mamdani citing examples of the struggles tenants had at Fordham Towers and the Robert Fulton Terrace.
Tenants described rat infestations, broken elevators that trapped them in 17-story towers.
The property owners identified as Karen Singh and Rajmati Persaud. Repairs, according to the mayor, will start immediately to get these Bronx residents out of their nightmare. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Congestion pricing might be helping out New Yorkers south of 60th Street, but up in the Bronx, it's a totally different story. A new study from Columbia University found that the air quality has gotten worse in the Bronx since congestion pricing went into effect a year and a half ago. Researchers found an increase in tiny particles that are produced by burning fossil fuels, especially near major expressways. And this comes just one day after Mayor Mamdani announced a $20 million investment to address childhood asthma in the Bronx. A spokesperson for the MTA is casting doubt on the study and says it didn't take into account wildfire smoke and that it hadn't been peer-reviewed. A rally today outside City Hall ahead of the first city council hearing on the Fair Fares program.
When do we want it?
Now! Commuters are rallying on the steps of City Hall.
It's workforce policy.
They're demanding an increase of the Fair Fares eligibility to be up to 300% of anyone meeting the poverty level here in the city to get free subway and bus fares. For Christopher Fan, he says this would impact his family personally.
My dad was working a single income. We had to schedule our MetroCard usage among me, my sister, and my dad had to walk to work sometimes.
Members of the Riders for Affordable Transit Coalition are meeting with city council members to make more low-income riders eligible for free buses and subways. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Ken Griffin is doubling down. The billionaire says he's planning to make Citadel's Miami office even bigger. This comes as Mayor Mamdani name-checked Griffin while promising to raise taxes on second homes. Mayor Mamdani says he wants all New Yorkers, including Ken Griffin, to succeed, but he says the tax system is broken.
Our tax system is fundamentally broken. It rewards extreme wealth while working people are pushed to the brink. It is a status quo that is unsustainable, that is unjust. And if we want the city to be one that working people can actually afford to live in, then we need meaningful tax reform that includes the wealthiest New Yorkers paying their fair share.
At a conference in California, Griffin said he was eager to double down on Miami. He also said his plans to increase the size of his Miami tower is a consequence of the mayor's decision. Now, this wouldn't be the first time that Griffin jumped cities. A few years ago, he moved Citadel's headquarters from Chicago to Miami after criticizing Chicago's city leadership. Junior's Restaurant in Brooklyn is the place you go if you want delicious cheesecake or a yummy dessert. But now they've got a different kind of dessert brewing. Alan Rosen, the third-generation owner of Junior's, tells 1010 Winds that they're partnering with Other Half Brewery and will release four flavors of beer that taste like Junior's cheesecakes. He tells us which one he thinks customers will love the most.
The Egg Cream Milk Stout and the Strawberry Dream Imperial IPA. I just think they're going to be my favorite. From discussing it with the brewmasters at Other Half, they seem to think those were going to be the best ones, so I'm going with their gut.
Rosen says it's a wonderful partnership between two iconic Brooklyn businesses. And in case you were wondering, no, they won't be doing it the other way around. He says while Junior's is excited about the pairing to have cheesecake-flavored beer, they will not be making any cheesecakes that taste like beer anytime soon. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and 1010 Winds is celebrating it with a story about a New York City studio arts teacher making $300,000. But no, it's not what you think. Erica Yonks works tirelessly to raise money through the not-for-profit website Donors Choose. That's the platform that allows public school teachers to request funding for all things educational for their classrooms.
I get excited when I get a new donation and we open up the box and we see what it is and we start having conversations of what we can do. And the next day, or when we're ready to start that new project, there's an excitement. There's a buzz. The kids get to play with something that they didn't even know existed in a relaxed space.
Ms. Yonks teaches at the Martin Luther King Jr. High School for Law, Advocacy, and Community Justice. She's raised over $130,000 for her classroom and more than $300,000 for other teachers. If you want to support a public school teacher in need of materials for education, especially on this Teacher Appreciation Week, you can go to donorschoose.org/map.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.